a person who's blind, a person who experiences a temporary blindness, Srichin Lisagroi, you have to first lock him up in a dark room, Shilayira Isha'ir Pisoin, so that the guy shouldn't see the light suddenly. If he sees the light in one shot, Chas v'Shalom, it could cause permanent blindness. You have to constrict the light for him, give it to him a drop at a time, show him slightly brighter and brighter light, in order that he should not be damaged by any sudden revelation of light. If you show him any large quantity of light suddenly, you can damage his eyes permanently. Similarly, Zman Rav, this person, who Rachman al-Islam, was in a state of spiritual sleep and darkness for a long period of time. Sleep is when your eyes are closed. Darkness is when you can't see. When a person is in a spiritual state of blindness, when you want to awaken him, you have to be careful to show him the light covered up. To cover it up in stories. To first begin by telling him stories of tzaddikim, items like that, which will arouse him slowly. Don't throw the Torah at him straight on, or else he'll reject it. It's too bright a light for him to contain. If you introduce it a drop at a time, the person will be able to appreciate it and be able to digest it. This is what Dovra Melech says in Tehillim, Ani b'tzedek echze ponecho. When I want to see the face of Hashem, I see to it to do it b'tzedek, with tzedek. What is tzedek? Tzedek is a levush, a cloak. I see to it to cover up the face first, meaning tzedek hu b'chinas levushim. The term tzedek refers to a cloak. B'chinas, says the pasuk says in Iyoy, tzedek lavoshti. Hashem says, I cloak myself in righteousness. So we see, ani b'tzedek ech sefonecho. When you want to show a person the face of Hashem, you want to show a person Torah, you have to do it b'tzedek, with cloaks. You have to cloak it first. Azai, and if I go that route, you know what happens? How does the pasuk finish? Ani b'tzedek ech zeponecho, esba'o behokitz temunasecho. I will be satiated when I awaken with your face. Ki oz yochoy lirois achakach behokitz. If you show a person the light in that manner, first you show it to him with tzedek, with levushin, then when the person finally awakens, when you awaken him from this state of sleep that he was in, then you can show him tumuna secha, the whole picture, the clear picture. Why? Because now you're no longer afraid of him being hurt by any sudden light, because you started him off very small, cloaking it, hiding it first very well. Then you're not afraid at a later date to show him straight Shulchan Aruch, to sit down with such a person, teach him Shulchan Aruch. He'll enjoy it. Why? Because you started off the right way. You started off very small, a very light type of items. This is why Rabbi Nezal says, look at the way Hashem structured the Torah. The Torah contains in it halachas and everything. What is the whole first chumash of the Torah about? Stories. In the beginning, Hashem created the world, and there was Noach HaTzadik, and there was Avraham Avinu, and Sarimeno. Why? Because that's the way a person has to go into religion. You don't go jumping straight into the Gemara, straight into the Halacha, or else the person won't appreciate it, he won't enjoy it. If you give him an introduction of stories about Frumkeit, about Tzaddikim, and items like that, that's how a person could develop the taste for Torah, the taste for Kiddushah. So that's the first reason why you must be careful when you're waking up a person to Kiddushah, to do it slowly. The second reason, Vahatam HaBeis, the second reason is, Tzorich Lahalbish, you must cloak it for him, Kidei Shelo Yisachzu Hachitzainim Boi, in order that the klipos, the shadim, the tumas, the forces of tuma, should not latch onto this person. Rabbi Nezal stresses, as the Sifrei Kabbalah stress, that when a person tries to enter into Kedusha, right away the Satan goes crazy. He's losing a customer. That's no good. And he sends all his armies to get this person. When? If the Satan sees a sudden change, a person tries to change himself completely in one day, then they go crazy. All the forces of Tumah jump on him to hold him back. If a person does it slowly, very gradually, he doesn't make any waves, he does gradual changes, that way he can sneak by the Satan. As long if the Satan sees him changing one item at a time, the Satan doesn't get that nervous. Big deal, he's changing this one item, it's not that big a deal. The Satan doesn't go on an all-out attack. those Bali Chuva who try to go upside down, they try to daven Shemon Esrei of 3 hours and all of those things, those are the ones who burn themselves out very quickly. Why? It's not just Stam they burn out, because the Satan sends all his armies to attack them. Why? Because they tried for too much light at one time. Rabbi Nezer always quotes the Pasuk, Hashem told the Jews when conquering Eretz Yisrael, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to take over, do it very slowly. Why? Hashem said to Bnei Israel, when I'm going to chase out the goyim from Eretz Israel, I'm not going to do it in one shot. It's not in one day that they're going to be thrown out. Ma'at, ma'at, agor shena. I'm going to chase them out very, very slowly. Why? Pentirbe olecho chayas asodeh. Because if I try to chase out the goyim quickly, the animals are going to go crazy. Even the physical animals are going to go nuts. The Satan will take the animals of the world and they'll turn it inside over. If you ever try to take too much from the Satan in one shot, he goes wild. That's why a person has to be careful when entering into Kedusha to do it gradually, slowly, methodically. That way a person avoids this Yisach Zochetzayim. So Rabbi Nezer says when you want to awaken a person from his sleep, you've got to cloak the Torah to him so that the Klippos, if they'll see you teaching him straight Torah, they'll go nuts. You have to cloak it in gashmias, in food, in this and that, and everything, and that's how you're going to carve a person to serving Hashem. V'hatam ha-gimel, we'll just do this third reason, and we'll hold it right there. V'hatam ha-gimel, the third reason why you have to cloak the words of Torah, ki ha-chitzaynim ho-echazim boi, these klipos, which are already attached to a person. When a person... Rabbi Nezer says, ki hachitzayinim ho'oichasim boi, when a person is in this state of sleep, it means that there are klipos that are attached to him already. Besides these ones when we just said that if you try to rush too fast, a whole new set of malachim come to attack, when this person's in a state of sleep, it means that the Satan has him in his grip to an extent. Rabbi Nezer says, once the Satan has him in his grip, lo yanichu aisei lotzeis, these klipos are not quick to relinquish their hold on this person. Therefore, you have to cloak the face in order to change it, in order that these klipos, the satan who is hooked on to this person, when you come to this person, if you were to come to this person, tell him right away, come, study Torah, let's become religious. This one who's standing beside him, his closest friend presently, the satan, is going to say, stay away from that guy, get away from him. And the Satan will maintain his hold on this person. If you come to the person and tell him, let's go play ball, let's do this, let's do that, the Satan figures, no trouble here, this guy is a regular guy. And while you're playing ball, while you're being Isaac and Gashmias, you try to sneak that person some Kiddushah, some mitzvahs, then you can get away with it. As the Pasuk says, Bibachinas, as the Pasuk says, Nishane Pono Vatishlocheihu. He changed his face and they sent him away, meaning the person could trick the Satan by putting on a face like a Gashmi, an Adam Gashmi. That's how he could be able to trick the Satan. And this brings on this was the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik versus all his brothers. The Pasuk says, Ela Todas Yaakov Yosef ben Shvayas Reishono Hoya Roya Esecha Batzayin Vuhu Nar Espenei Vula Vespenei Zulpa Vuhu Nar Espenei Vula Vespenei Zulpa. Yosef HaTzadik, it says, was a Nar. Rashi HaKadosh Brings, he used to comb his hair. He did Maisei Naros. He did all kinds of items to make himself look like a kid, to make himself look like a regular guy in order to be able to be Mekar of people, in order for him to be able to be Mekar of the Bnei Bilha and Bnei Zupa, the children of the Shvachos, the ones who are far from Kedusha. He did Mais and Arois. That's how he was able to get away with it. If he would have come to them with a beard and payas and dressed up as a tzaddik, he never would be able to get away with it because the Satan would go all out on the attack. By him hiding his face, trying to appear as a regular person, this is how he was able to get away with it, to be able to sneak these people out from under the Satan.
It's like Rebbe didn't have a beard.
Exactly. And obviously, you can understand the connections. Mm. We'll hold it here, we're going to continue from here. But we're still getting warmed up in this time. Rebbe Nezer is still going to lead up to a few very, very powerful points here. That's a shame. Rebbe should be said to follow the advice here, to wake up.
Rebbe Nezer said something about, you know, when you offer a korban incense, he said something about food. But can't you also relate it, like, say, like to tefillah, like when you daven, your tefillah should be acceptable, having like sweet smelling incense on a korban. Right?
Of course,
yeah.
Same thing.
The way to do it is by being maldish the chonin, being maldish the sechel in Sipurei Maaseyos. And Rabbi Nezer had given reasons as to why, unless you cloak it, it could be damaging. It could be a bechin of ribui shemen. It's like a blind person. It could be like a blind person. You've shown too much light right away. It can be damaging. Rabbi Nachman had listed a whole bunch of reasons, and this is where we were up to. Rabbi Nachman was still discussing this topic of being malbish viponim, which means the seichel, chokma sodom toyer ponov. Being malbish viponim was an Indian of being malbish the seichel, cloaking it for him to be able to understand. Okay, Rabbi Nachman says now, v'yesh kamol dechino yispozeshem malbishnes aponim. There are many different categories in how their malbish, how the tzaddik is malbish this ponim, meaning how he's malbish this sechel. Ki yesh shemalbishim es ponim shalei besipur maiser. There are people who, in order to awaken them, the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, cloaks the sechel in a story. V'yesh she'yef shalei roi beponim shalei. There are those whom it's impossible to arouse with his own ponim, with the tzaddik's own ponim. The tzaddik has to show him a very, very high type of ponim, a very high type of seichel, in order to elevate him, in order to awaken him. And there are times when the tzaddik is malbish viponim, meaning the seichel, in divrei Torah, meaning the tzaddik says a very high level Torah. It's impossible for the tzaddik, if the tzaddik would say that high level Torah as is, the person wouldn't understand it at all whatsoever. The tzaddik cloaks a very, very high level Torah in a lower level Torah. He hides within the lower level Torah, very, very high level of Torah. Rabbi Nezal says, v'zeh b'chinas, this is what's brought in the Pasuk in Chavakuk. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk begins, Tfilo l'chavakuk al shigyonis. And the Pasuk says that Hashem pa'olcha bekerev shonim chayehu. Hashem pa'olcha bekerev shonim chayehu. Rabbi Nezal is going to explain this now. Chayehu pirush rashi oirarehu. Rashi HaKadosh explains that when the word chayehu is used in this Pasuk, it means give him life, awaken him, arouse him. Rabbi Nezal says, v'zeh pa'olcha. How do you arouse a person? Through pa'olcha. Pa'el is action, meaning sipure maisius, by telling stories of shonimin, haynu b'chinas ha-maisius shel ha'ayin ponim. This refers to these stories which are koilel, the 70 faces of the Torah, Sheheim Bechinas Ayin Shonim Kanal. These 70 faces are referred to many times in the Sifrei Kabbalah as the concept of 70 years. When we say Yemei Shnei Seinu Vahem Shivim Shana, that the normal lifespan of a human being is 70 years, it corresponds to the 70 faces of the Torah from which we draw. We draw our Chiyas, HaChochmo Techaya Be'oleho. Chachmog is chiyus. We draw our chiyus from the Torah. The Torah is shivim ponim. Therefore, the normal lifespan is 70 years. So we see that bekerev shonim means an Indian of drawing from the ayin ponim of the Torah, as Rabbi Nachman is going to explain soon. Haynu shema oirer enoisoy al yedei sipurei maisius. The tzaddikim arouse a person like this through stories. Shehen bekerev shonim, meaning haynu hamaisius shel ha'ayin ponim, stories of the 70 faces of the Torah. Rabbi Nezal says now, Abul Yesh Shenofal Mikol Hayin Ponim, there is a person who has fallen so low into Tumah, and he fell from all 70 faces of the Torah, meaning where it's impossible to cure him using any one of the Ayin Ponim La Torah. The Torah is a medicine. The Torah is a medication. The Pasuk says, Rifus Tehilip Sarecha. The Torah is a refuah. This person is so sick that the 70 faces of the Torah can't cure him at all. It's impossible to wake him up with any of the 70 faces of the Torah. The only way to arouse this person is by telling him stories of Shonim Kadmonios, on the first times, way, way back in the beginning. Where all the 70 faces of the Torah and the 70 years draw from there. Meaning, where does this number 70 originate from? From the seven spheres of Zeir Anpin. Zeir Anpin. Where does Zeir Anpin draw its chiyus from? from Orech Anpin, which is the three upper spheres, meaning that these Sipuri Maisis are an item which draw their chiyus mishonim kadmonios from the three upper spheres, as we'll see soon. Rabbi Nezal says now, v'zeh b'chinas atik. This is the concept of atik. Atik is the Aramaic word for zokain, old. B'chinas zokain. B'chinas hadrasponin. The concept of hadrasponin. A beard, a beautiful face. The beard is the hadrasponim of a person. Shekol ho'ayin ponim mekablen chiyas v'hidur misham. All 70 faces of the Torah draw their chiyas and their beauty from there. Okay, Rabbi Nezal says, "Beseh bechinas v'rav chesed." This is the concept of v'rav chesed, which is one of the yud gimel midos shel rachmim. Rabbi Nezal is going to explain now why. Ki haloi meides talmidoi halacha achas. A person who teaches a talmid one halacha, the Gemara says, "Hu oiseh imoi chesed." He's doing chesed with that person. K'may shom razal, as the Gemara says in Ksubis. A Rebbe who prevents his Talmidim from serving him is withholding kindness from the Talmidim. What is the service of Chachamim? Whenever we talk about Shimush of a Rebbe, that's where the main learning comes from. The main learning of Halacha is Shimush. Shchita. How do you learn Shchita? Through Shimush. That's the word that's used. By being Meshamesh, a Talmud Chacham, in a sense, that's where a person learns most of his Halacha. Nimtza. What do we draw from here? Shema Shehorav Loimeidim Talmidoi. That when a Rebbe learns with his Talmud, Zeh Bechinas Chesed. That's a concept of Chesed. Because he's learning, it's a Bechina of serving, which is Chesed. Kol HaMeinim HaTalmidim HaLasham Shoyim Moinim Meinu Chesed. Rabbi Nezal says, V'alkein, therefore, kishema oiroi im eze ponim shel ho'ayin ponim, when he arouses a Talmud with one of these 70 faces of the Torah, shemal b'shoisei b'bechinas Hashem polcha b'kerev shalom chayeyu, he cloaks it, as was referred to in this pasuk, that polcha, the pa'ulais of tzadikim, the stories of tzadikim, b'kerev shonim, from shonim kadmonios, chayeyu, to arouse with that, hu b'chinas chesed stam, that's regular chesed. But when a Rebbe arouses a Talmud by telling him Sipurei Maisis, which come from Shonim Kadmonios, way, way back in the beginning, Hu Bechinas V'Rav Chesed. That's this side of V'Rav Chesed. Ki Kol HaPonim V'Kol HaChasadim Mekabru Misham. All 70 faces of the Torah and all Chesed comes from the Rav Chesed. Comes from this place that's known as the Rav Chesed. Period. Just to point out this word, Kadmonios. Shonim Kadmonios. What sphere is Kadmon? How do you get that?
The first one is Chesed.
How do we know it? The Sifrei Kabbalah Brim will tell you something that will really make your hair stand up. How many Galatian nations were there in Eretz Israel before the Jews came to take over?
Seven.
Anybody have any comment to that?
32 kings or something like that?
No.
Corresponding to the seven lower.
Yeah. There were actually 10 to begin with. You know your Chumash?
Kadmoni,
Knezi, and Kani checked out before. Before the war started, there were three nations who left of their own free will. One was called Kadmoini, Kuf Dalid Mem Vov Nun Yud. The second one is Knezi, Kuf Nun Yud Zayin Yud. The third one is Kani, Kuf Yud Nun Yud.
How do you spell Kadmoini again?
Kuf Dalid Mem Vov Nun Yud. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the seven which remain corresponded to the seven spheres. Understood? The seven lowest spheres, the seven spheres of Zeranpin, which they had to be Masakin before being Zeichet to conquer the Malchus Hikisha, which is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Shechina, the Malchus, etc., etc. These three corresponded to the three upper spheres, and we'll show you exactly how. Kadmoni, this is a Chiddush, by the way, that Rebbe Zal once told, this goes back about 4 years, when Rebbe Zal used to tell Chiddushim on Shabbos morning, And he stopped telling Chidushim to Saul and myself for a while. He was telling them to Eli. And Eli should say it over to us. I wonder if Eli remembers this. But this is one of the ones that that Eli had told us from Rebbe Zal. Kadmoini is Keser. Kadmoin, no question about it. Kadmoin means the first, which is Keser, no question. Knizi is Miloshin Zokain. The word Knizi is Zayin Kufnun, has the Zayin Kufnun in it. Zokain is, what's the Gemara's definition of Zokain? Ze Kono Chochmo. Ze Kono Chochmo. Zokain is always Chochmo. Kaini. Kaini, by the way, mistake, is spelled Kuf Nun Yud. I'm sorry, it's not Kuf Yud Nun Yud. Kaini is Kuf Nun Yud, which is Begimatria, the highest Miloy of Eker, which is Keser, Kuf Samach Aleph, which in Eker is Bina. So the first three, these three nations corresponded to the three upper spheres. That's, they left first. Hashem Kaviyachol removed them. But Israel had to be massacred the seven lower ones, removing the seven lower ones, chasing out the seven lower ones. This is anybody who learns Chumash has no idea what's going on there. Now you see these names in the Chumash, it makes this whole sechel behind it. Begin to understand exactly what the operation involved, cleaning out Eretz Israel.
I once want to say for, again, I can't spout that it's that but that said, Tzoras HaMidyanim, Midyan was Chachma of Klippa, and that's why they had to wipe out Midyan, whereas the others, they, you know, it was like a special Tzoras HaMidyanim.
No idea. I have no idea, but I know that this is clearly what Rabbi Zal explained.
Rashi knew about this Kiddush, didn't he?
Possibly.
Well, let's say if he knew about it, it's probably be highly unlikely that he would like expose like the learning, but like
because
the
he writes Pshat. His job is Pshat. Yeah.
Well, these were nations that left in battle for Israel.
They left before the battle began. Right?
Their entire battle.
They were in Eretz Israel, exactly. They left. It's brought in one place in Chumash, that Kadmoini and Knizi and Kain left. Kadmoi, Shonim Kadmoinios. Kadmoi means the earliest. Sova the Sovan, which is Keser. Always, that's why I brought this Kiddush in, because it's right. I want you to know that when you hear Shonim Kadmoinios, it means Orech Anpin, it means Keser, it means all these very hard times. Exactly. Oh, Kedem. Kadmoin is Keser. What is Kedem? Kedem is Malchus. Ayin is Keser. Ani is Malchus. Kadmoin is Keser, Kedem is Malchus. How did Rabbi Zal prove it? The Achirayim of the Shem Bon is Begimatria Kedem. In other words, Bon is Yud Kei Vav Kei written a certain way. The Achirayim of that is Begimatria Kedem, 144, exactly. You'll check it.
What do you mean by the Achirayim?
Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Bon.
Exactly. Well, the word, what is Bon? Bon is the meaning of Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Meaning,
Yud Vav Dalet, Yud Vav Dalet, K, Yud Vav Dalet, K, Vav Vav, you know, is exactly Begimatria Kedem. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring, I forgot what classic Rebbe Zal referred to, but to know if your own knowledge, Kedem is Malchus. Next.
So has a Shrei Malchus? Oh, Bon is Malchus.
Bon is Malchus. Achirayim is also Nukla.
When would a Rebbe, the Makar of a Talmud with Purim Isis.
Oh, sure. When he's regular bad,
right,
he can use Ayin Ponim Shel Torah. When he's super low level, the Rebbe has to bring a Torah from Atzilus. The highest level, he has to tell Purim Isis Mishem Kamelis. Rabbeinu Zal, before he started telling Purim Isis, he told his Talmidim, I see that you guys are such schmoes, that nothing I'm saying is helping. We're going to have to resort to Purim Isis. Maybe that will help you, Ayin. And it's interesting, Rabbeinu Zal said, this is good to know for all husbands, Rabbeinu Zal said that he wants the Sipurei Maaseis to be written in Yiddish, in simple Yiddish, in order that a woman who will want children and she won't be able to give birth, she'll have problems giving birth, she'll be able to say these stories, she'll be able to read these stories, and she'll be able to give birth. Those were Rabbeinu Zal's exact words, which the Parparis L'Chachma brings on this Torah. Rabbeinu Zal, after he completed this Torah, said that there were three items, which I have just stated, in which I disagree with the Welt. The Welt says that von Sorgen, Wertmanisch, that from talking, you don't get tired. It's an expression. People don't get tired of talking. Von Sorgen, Trockmanisch. Am I right?
I always interpret it talking like a kid, like means to bear.
Huh?
That you don't get
one
pregnant.
Second. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh. That you don't get pregnant from talking.
Yeah, and
meaning if you'll talk about it, it won't. And Rabbi Elazar said, Yichal gezogt, as from zogum vet min yotrov, that when a tzaddik speaks and he says stories, Mishayim kadmoniyos, he arouses the power of Pekida Sakoros. I also said, what were the other two items? Anybody recall of
them?
Yeah,
putting to sleep.
That stories put people to sleep. And I said that stories wake people up. But the best item to wake people up, stories. What's the third item?
Okay.
It's the Chaimara, which means it's in the Barbaros L'Chachma. Just a second. Which means a very big Eitza Teva.
I hope also we can.
Excuse me?
Heard something.
Of course, when you hear it from here. Could ask a better. And that could be, of course, it's understood that it's in English. Just a second.
In other words, you just said that a school for women who reads a very nice sent to
this is
prayer.
Much more than a skula. Skulas usually we don't do. This is an Eitza Teva. It's also clearly. Right. Okay, let's go. Let's go. We'll continue after the next paragraph. I just want to cover a paragraph. Let's go.
This is what the issue.
Quick! It can't wait till the next paragraph?
All right, I get it.
Good. Rabbi Elazar says now, Ukishai seik la'oyer b'nei odom. When a person strives to arouse people to serve Hashem, who tzorech lishmer atzmai mitalmidim sheina magunim, he has to watch out tremendously for talmidim who are not roy to become niskarev, kidei shelo yehei nidbak boi mehora shelohem. So that their evil, their bad midos, shouldn't become attached to him, shalayazikloi, and they shouldn't hurt him. Kimoisham razal, as the Gemara says in Chulin, kol hamalamed latalmid shenoi hagun, that a person who teaches Torah to a talmid who's not roi, rachmona letzlan, he can pick up the evil of that talmid, chas v'shalom. V'chein osu chazal lichtoiv al er behemot meya. The Gemara says beferish that it's osur to write a sefer Torah on the parchment of made of a behema tmeya. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, leman tia teras Hashem beficha. The Torah says that the word of Hashem should always be on your lips. The Gemara darshins that Torah should only be written on something that is mutter to take into your lips. Mina mutter lepicha. From that's permissible. From a behema, that's permissible to be eaten. Ukishaloi meidim acher. When a person learns with another person. That's a concept of writing a Sefer Torah. Ki haloshoin hu bechinas leshoini a sefer mohir. The tongue is actually a pen. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, leshoini eight, my tongue is a pen, sefer mohir, a very quick scribe. It writes very quickly. Meaning Rabbi Elazar says, shenechkak v'nichtav alev ha-talmid. When a person teaches a Talmud, his words become engraved and inscribed, written down, on the heart of the Talmud. Kama shekosav, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, kosvom aluach libecha. Write these words of Torah on the tablets of your heart. So we see that teaching a Talmud verbally is a bechinat ksiva. V'alkein tzorech shelo yiyu dvorov nechtovim al bechinas er behem otmeya. And that's why a Rebbe has to be very careful not to write a sefer Torah on the skin of a behemoth tmeya, not to teach Torah to a Talmud who's not roi. Hainu Talmud sheinoi hogin. Rabbi Elazar says, however, there's a problem here. Ach I efshel lebosor v'dom lihiyos nishmor biatzmoi shelo yishmu talmidim sheinam hagunim imenu. It's impossible for a human being to guard himself that a Talmud who's not roi should not be able to hear Torah from him. So how do you guard? The human being isn't capable of knowing who's roi, who's not, and how, and what, and when. How does a person protect himself from teaching ever to a Talmud who's not Hagun? If the person, when he studies Torah, learns it with the thought in mind that he's learning in order to teach other people and in order to carry out whatever he's learning, if he learns with that pure kavana, my whole purpose of sitting down to learn Torah in my own house is to be able to teach to other people and to be able to be mekayim whatever I learn. The Hainu Rabbi Elazar says, "Shal yedei limudayim talmidoi yihye kilu asoy lechaveiroi." This person, when he learns, his learning will be as though he created the person, because the Gemara says, "Kol haloimid ben chaveiroi Torah kilu asoy." One who teaches the son of his friend Torah, it's as though he created him. Ukeilu asoi ledvar Torah, and it's as though he created the words of Torah. Not only does he get credit for creating the person, he gets credit as though he created the Torah. Kamoisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kol hamalamed ben chaveroi toiro, one who teaches his friend's son toiro, ki'ilu asoi, it's as though he created the child, uke'ilu asoi medivrei toiro, and he gets credit as though he created the words of toiro. Which means, when a person learns with this intent, he's learning in order to teach and in order to be mekayim. Azai Hashem Yisporach Shemer Oisoi, then Hashem himself protects this person. That when he speaks, if there's a Talmud listening who's not Roy, the words will not be inscribed in the memory of that Talmud. The Talmud will forget what he learned right away. The words will be forgotten from him immediately. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, and when a person is striving to arouse people to serve Hashem by the use of telling stories, his whole speech and his whole stories must have this purpose in mind. He's telling the story in order that people should learn the right way of serving Hashem, in order that people should teach other people. This is what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Sichoson shel Talmidei Chachamim Tzrichim Limud. The literal interpretation of this is that when a Talmud Chacham speaks, even when he speaks about Gashmias, you have to study his words carefully. You'll always find Torah in his words. Rabbeinu Zal is interpreting this completely differently. Rabbeinu Zal says, Sichoson shel Talmidei Chachamim. When a Talmud Chacham speaks Sicha, meaning lighter types, items which seem lighter, like Sipurei Maaseis, he must have the kavon in mind that he's doing it to teach Musar, to teach the Talmid and how to go on a derech hayosher. Dainu, kol mashe tzrichin el halimud, tzrichin gamkein el sichosoi. Sichosoi shel Talmid Chacham tzrichin, the sicha of a Talmid Chacham requires whatever the limud of the Talmud Chacham requires. Tzrichin, it requires whatever is required in the limud. Just like the limud must be lishmor v'lasoi solakayim, lumoy dolalame, lishmor v'lasoi solakayim, the sicha also has to be lumoy dolalame, lishmor v'lasoi solakayim. Meaning, tzrichin gamkin al sicha, so yishehu b'china sipur maisis kanal. Zehu, this is what the Pusik says in Yechezkel HaNovi. The Novi says, v'alehu l'trufa. Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain what this means now. V'olehu zebechinas sichas Talmid Chacham. The word olehu refers to the speech of Talmidei Chachamim. K'moy shem razal, as the Gemara says, Navoy Dezora, v'olehu loy yiboil. The Pasuk says, the olehu will not rat afilu sichos neshom Talmidei Chachamim. This refers to the fact that even the sicha of Talmid Chacham, don't take it lightly. It has a lot of kedusha in it. It has a lot of kedusha in it. Make sure you study it carefully. V'zeh litrufa. What is the word litrufa? The word litrufa is a combination of two words. Lehatir peh. The sicha of Talmid Chachamim, the Sipurei Maaseis of Talmid Chachamim, you know what that does? It's matir, it opens up peh, an opening. Meaning, haynu b'chinas min hamutor lepicha. This refers to that the sicha should be min hamutor lepicha. Meaning, only to a Talmid who is b'chinas oyer behema tohira. When a person's speech is the bechina of sichas talmid chacham, tzrichin limud. When his speech is in this category, haynu l'olmod olamei lishma v'laseis kanal, azay nishmar min ha-talmidim sheinam agunim. Then Hashem will protect him from talmidim which aren't roi, shezeh bechinas min hamutor lepicha. Meaning, he'll only teach to ones who are kosher, ones who can be taken into the mouth. Minayin, kanal. Minayin Shein Koisvin, as the Gemara said, how do we know that you're not allowed to write on the Oyer Behema Temeya? And the Gemara learns it out from this Pasuk, as we mentioned before. From the fact that, just, of Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha, the Torah should be Beficha, Min Hamutar Lepicha, and the word Litrufa, Vi Olehu, the Sicha of Talmidei Chachamim, Litrufa, is only to Pe Mutar. To one who is mutter to take into the pair, one who is bechinas or behema tohira, one who is a talmid chacham. How do you do that? If you'll teach Torah with the intent of lilmoy dolalamid lishma v'lasos, how do we know that? From the pasuk of from the Gemara sichoson shel talmid chachamim tzrichen limud, that the Sikha of Talmid Chachamim requires, whatever the Limud of Talmid Chachamim requires, just like that requires a concept of Lishmo. Lishmo of Alasa Yisulakayim, the Sikha also requires a concept of Lishmo, Lishmo of Alasa Yisulakayim, and if a person does it that way, Hashem will protect him from anything that's not Litrufa, any Talmud that's not Hogun, Chas V'Shalom, hearing the Limud and being able to bring out damage from it.
What's the difference from what Rabbi Yisrael translated this pasuk? Chas V'Shalom? What does it originally mean? It means that even the Sikha...
Literally it means that even the light talk of a Talmud Chacham requires study.
So how did Rabbi Yisrael
say it? Rabbi Yisrael interprets it that the light talk of a Talmud Chacham requires the same Kavana as the teachings of a Talmud Chacham. Just like when he's teaching Torah, the Gemara warns, teach in a manner where it's Lishma Alasis Alakayim. When he tells Sikurei Maisius, make sure it's the same thing, because if a Talmud draws from Sikurei Maisius, and he's a Talmud Shein Hogun, could cause much more damage. You're giving him a much higher level of Torah to draw from. You're giving the Klipos a much higher level of Kiddusha to be able to draw from. Chas V'Shalom. Okay.
I said that if you
want to
be Mishamish to Talmud Chacham, he's not allowed to.
Yeah.
So why is it?
The answer is because the Talmud Chacham learned this Gemara, and obviously it's either one of two things. It's either he doesn't feel he's a Talmud Chacham, number one, or number two, if it's an item of importance, then it doesn't come easy. Very simple. You have a chiyuv to be Meshamesh, and he has a chiyuv not to look for Shemesh. Talmud Chacham has a chiyuv not to look for people to serve him. Very simple. And usually they get very insulted when people serve them, just the opposite. The kavod is so despicable to them, they can't stand it. Long. Okay, let's see if we can cover another paragraph. Rabbi Nizal says, V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashedosh razal al posuk zeh v'oleyu l'trupa. This is what the Gemara says on the posuk v'oleyu l'trupa. The Gemara says about it, Lahatir peh ilmim, ulahatir peh akorois. To open up the mouths of those who can't speak, and to open up the mouths of those who are barren, who can't have children. Rabbi Nizal is going to explain this now. The Gemara refers to the word litrufa, lahatir peh of who? One who can't speak, to open his mouth. Lahatir mutar means open, osur means closed, locked up. Okay, Rabbi Nizal explains now. By a person arousing people from their sleep, by telling stories, shezehu bechinas v'olehu l'trufa, which corresponds to this pasuk of v'olehu l'trufa, which we said before. Kanal aydezeh nase bechinas lahatir peh ilmim. What he does is he opens up the mouths of mutes, meaning. When this person whom he's trying to be Makariv was first in his original state of sleep, they could not hear the words of the Chacham, the words of arousal of the Chacham. Why? Because the guy was asleep. Their ears were not being listened to, their ears weren't open to hear his words. Ki zako man de malil al udna de shama. The Zohar Kodesh says, Ashrei to the one who zeche to speak to ears which will listen. Avol im avol heim hoyu kechershim. They were like deaf people. V'lo yohu shem in klal. These ones who were asleep were like deaf and they couldn't hear at all. U'machmaze lo yohu efshelehem ledaber. Because they couldn't hear, it's assumed that they couldn't speak. That's the general rule throughout Shas. Ki stam cheresh hu she'eino yishemea ve'eino medaber. The Gemara says in Chagiga and in Trumais that stam cheresh, one who's deaf, it's assumed deaf and dumb. Dahainu machmas she'eino yishemea, because he can't hear, any person whose ears are not open to listen, to absorb knowledge from other people, it's understood. His mouth is closed also. He has nothing to say. He's one who has nothing to speak. The whole speech of a person is totally in the ears of the person. Exactly. Rabbi Nizal says, V'achshav shema oyeroi hechochom v'shamei advarov. Now that the chochom is arousing him and getting him to listen to his words, hazai yecholim ledaber. Then this one who is asleep is given the koyach of dibor, the power of speech. This is the concept of vi'olehu. Through these sichas, through these sipurei maisis, which the Talmud Chacham teaches, litrufa, he causes lahatir peh,
he opens up the mouths of those whom he's teaching, meaning he gives them what to say. Till now they were asleep, they weren't listening, they weren't able to speak. Now he gives them a koyach hadibur. The tzaddik gives his talmidim a koyach hadibur. This is what we say in Mishlei, psach picho le'ilein. We ask Hashem, Hashem, open up your mouth to a mute like me. Meaning that there is this concept of taking a mute and opening up his mouth. How? When a tzaddik teaches sipurei maisias to one who's fashtupt, one who's very asleep, he gives him a koyach to absorb and a koyach to give forth.
And now, how did it apply? Let's say, like, and maybe it's probably a different point. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said, he couldn't speak the power, and he doesn't speak. We have that.
What was his answer? What was Hashem's answer to him when he said that? Me, some peh le'ilein. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring Ilein is a mute. Dibur is which sphera?
Malchus.
The mouth is which sphera? Malchus. Me, some peh le'ilein. Me, which is Bina, will give peh, will give words to Ilein. Why? Because if we'll take Bina, if we'll take me, Mem Yud is Begimatria 50, which stands for Bina, and we inject it to, just a second. Hashem says, me, some peh. Who has given a peh to Elaim or Haloi Anoichi? It's only I, Hashem. Haloi Anoichi, Hashem. It's only I, Hashem. Why? Because when you take an Elaim and you inject into it Yud-K, you inject into it Yud-K, which is the Koyach of Hashem, you get Elikim. How do you get Elikim? Elikim is Malchus Peh. Elikim is Begimatria Peh with the Koyleon. Elikim is Peh, Malchus. How do you get it? By taking Hashem, Kaviyachol, taking Yud-K and injecting it into Elaim. What is Yud-K? Yud-K is Bina. Because Yud-K is Chochma Bina, Keser Chochma Bina, of which the Koyleon is Bina. Bina is always the one which is the combination of all three. And this is also the whole slide. You can understand our Pikabola, you can understand the connection between the ears and the mouth. The whole koyach of the ear, the whole koyach of the mouth is totally in the ears. Which sphere is the mouth? Malchus. Malchus. Which sphere is the ears?
Bina.
Vatelach nashtehen yachdod. The two shchinas, the upper shchina and the lower shchina, always go together. When Bina is okay, Malchus is okay. Bina is the one who's mashpia to the Malchus. When Bina is in order, when the koyach of Shmiya is...